This is Free Talk Live, and apparently Evanescence is playing. So here we are. I don't know what's going on. There must be some sort of an automation issue with the network, because I think our clocks are off. That's my guess. Anyway, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Sorry for any confusion out there. Joining you tonight here in the studio, it's Ian,
Allie,
and Mark.
And you can join us online, of course, over at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features that we give to you there on the site. You can enjoy them all for free. The main feature actually allows you to control the content of the site. So you see something online and you like it, or you know, you want to share it with other people, you copy the URL, you paste it in to our website, as you submit show prep, as it is called. It then appears on the site, and others get to vote as to whether or not they like or dislike what it is that you have suggested. So head on over to freetalklive.com and get interactive. The most liked makes it to the front page and the top of the website, so you can see what is relatively important to other Free Talk Live listeners. So get involved. FreeTalkLive.com, like everything else on the site. It is totally free. So 855-450-FREE is the number here. Let's continue with your calls and your thoughts. And then, Mark, you'll continue giving us interesting statistics about U.S. high school and college-age students and what they know and what they don't. And we'll also find out what Allie and I know and what we don't about some of these things as well. Bill is on the line here in Oklahoma. You're on Free Talk Live. Now, Oklahoma, Mark, just a recap. There was it 10% of Oklahoma students knew that the Atlantic Ocean was on the east side of the United States high school?
I think that number was higher. It was 61% that knew that the ocean on the east coast of the United States was the Atlantic Ocean.
What was the 10% one? There was some sort of 10% one with the Oklahoma.
How many justices are there on the U.S. Supreme Court? I think that's almost trivia.
It's esoteric, for sure. Anyway, go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, 1% of all Oklahoma students that were polled couldn't depict Oklahoma on a map, but that's beside the point. that was a joke. My observation is I could not take the statistics seriously since we live in a society, in a government institution that will do anything it can to erase any accomplishments from anybody else in other countries. I cite the example of the telephone. Now, if you were to poll 100 people and ask them who invented the telephone, Alexander Graham Bell would be on the top of the list. However, mm-hmm. that is under dispute. There was an Italian inventor/scientist that invented the telephone a few years before Alexander Graham Bell.
But wasn't it that Bell got to the patent office first?
Well, I was getting to that. Okay. Antonio Meucci was the one that first came up with the idea of the telephone. And you are right. There was a dispute on the patent office that actually had three people claiming for the same patent. Antonio was one of them. Alexander Graham Bell was another, and Alicia Gray was the third. Alicia Gray was from Chicago. And he had filed a patent for the telephone. And mm-hmm. it was by luck, maybe some shrewd lawyering on the part of Alexander Graham Bell's part. But it was Alexander Graham Bell's patent that got filed first, thus giving him credit for inventing the telephone. But how many of those high schoolers are going to even know the names of Antonio Meucci or Alicia Gray?
I feel like I remember hearing the Gray name when I was in high school and hearing about the patent thing, but I don't know. It could have been later on down the line.
Yeah, and so I don't really take a whole lot of these, you know, what these kids do or don't know things very seriously, because I think
right,
because
I bet you could sit a lot of these kids down in front of Photoshop and they could out Photoshop Mark.
Sure. You know, what disturbs me the most isn't what somebody knows or doesn't know. That's not my concern. My concern is in this sort of democratic republic that we have, that how much control and sway do those people have over my life, and how much is it merited? You know, I mean, I, and I'm not advocating necessarily for a poll quiz, but it wouldn't horrify me either. I mean, you know, if you can't name the current vice president of the United States of America, tell you what, you don't get to vote for the next one.
Oh, but then there's a slight ethic, they don't really care who's in the office right now.
Yeah.
I know they don't.
But what's one thug versus the next thug?
And is there any evidence to suggest that in places where their schools do really well in this kind of trivia stuff, that their governments are any better?
Oh, I wouldn't say so.
No, because we all live in the same government. We all can testify that our government is corrupt and morally bankrupt. So we live under the same societal rules and laws and regulations. So that, you know, whether you do well on a test isn't going to change, how people vote. So,
well, even in other countries where they typically poll or where they typically do better on these kind of tests,
right,
they still don't have like any more freedom in their government and their policies or anything like that.
I think that's a very salient point. Bill, thanks for the call tonight, sir. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So how much more of this is there, Mark?
It's one of these things where you can it's an accordion. It'll expand.
Give us a little more.
As we need. What I guess my concern is if I'm going to be ruled, I don't want to be ruled by people I would consider to be my mental inferiors. Do you know what I mean, Ian? Does that seem like a relevant thing to say?
Well, I don't want to be ruled.
Yeah, I agreed, but if I'm going to be ruled, I certainly don't want to be ruled by inferiors.
Well, if this was a democracy, then I could see the point, but it's not like politicians reflect the way, I mean, there's voting and stuff. Most people don't even vote in the first place.
Most don't.
I don't know if I agree with that point, Mark, because I'm not going to say for sure either way on that, because on one hand, if somebody is a ruler and they are inferior to you mentally, then maybe they won't come up with as creative and dangerous, crazy ways for you to actually...
But they'll just go along with the creative ones that do get in there.
I don't know. Maybe they'll just
enjoy
some donuts and coffee.
Supposedly Gingrich is some kind of genius, and he led all the rest of them down a primrose path.
Well, anyway.
All right. 43% of these are high school students. This is the Oklahoma one. This is just a sort of slice of American high school students.
Poor kids.
43% could say that there were what the two major political parties were in the United States.
43% could say what the two parties were. That really shows, that young people just don't care about politics.
There's a lot of branding going on for those two parties.
That's true.
Yeah,
it'd be hard to not come across that information. And that was high schoolers in
Oklahoma. Yeah, this was the largest percentage next to the Atlantic Ocean that people actually got right. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Atlantic Ocean has a lot of branding, too. I mean, you'd think you'd know where the ocean is.
You would think.
Yeah.
Part of me wants to say, good for them for not paying attention. Part of me is like, but how could they not
How could they avoid
know?
That information?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess it's just, we're talking about young people, and they live in a different world as people in their 40s and 50s and whatever. So, I mean, these are people that are growing up with, yes, the information is at their fingertips, but also the information for the things that they're looking for is at their fingertips. So why would they spend their time on the New York Times website? Why would they spend their time? You know, they're going to spend their time on the video game websites. They're going to spend their time on, the makeup websites. I'm being very, stereotypical here, right? But on the sports websites and the car websites, the things kids are interested in. It's very rare that young people are going to follow politics. I think that's generally a true statement.
Allie, how long do we elect a U.S. senator for?
Isn't senatorship 2 years?
Two years.
That's a House of Representatives. It's 6 years. You guys fall in the 89% of students in Oklahoma.
Wait a minute. I thought it was 2 years here in New Hampshire. Is that two?
Well, in New Hampshire, the state senators in New Hampshire are 2 years.
But you're saying that the federal ones are six?
That's correct.
Wow, I had no idea.
How could you not know that?
What's the representatives?
What are the representatives?
Yeah, how long do they go for?
Oh, 2 years.
So it's 2 years nationally for
representatives? 2 years for reps, 4 years for president, 6 years for senators.
Huh. How about that?
Lifetime for justices.
Wow. Okay.
Justices.
Now, what was the percentage that knew that one?
11.
Yeah.
So, okay.
I still feel smart.
Who was the first president of the United States?
I am the 89%.
Oh, you're lower than that, buddy. Who was the first president of the United States?
Oh, is this a trick question?
No, it's not a trick question.
No, because there was the one before. There was like a few before George Washington.
Yeah, there were a few of them.
I don't know his name, but there was like the Articles of Confederation presidents, right?
Right. Those were the people that presided over the Senate. They're talking about George Washington.
I see.
23% got it right.
Oh, you should have pre-sold that one. We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Hey everybody, Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate. So you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery. So you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live, and you can take control of these airwaves. Dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE, 1-855-450-3733, and you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We're here with genius Mark Edge tonight. Also, I'm here, I'm Ian, and
Allie's
here as well. And Mark is quizzing us throughout the show. Now, normally I hate trivia. I think trivia is one of the most outrageously boring things you can possibly hear on the radio. Have you ever heard these shows where there's a show on locally here, and I like the host personally, but there's a show on locally here. If I wake up early enough in the morning, like if I'm going out to court at like 7 a.m. or something like that, I'll hear it. It's in the 6 o'clock hour, which is probably the best hour to do something like trivia, but they just ask questions and take phone calls until someone gets it right. And to me, that's not the most persuasive kind of talk radio. But if the way we're doing it, like we are here, is where you're sharing information about what American school students know in both high school and college, or rather don't know, as far as some basic stuff, like a whole bunch of them didn't even know what, you know, the two major parties were in this country, or where the Atlantic Ocean was located. Big stuff like that, you'd think most people would be able to get. That's fun, because then at the same time, we're finding out what Allie and I know about these things as well. So, you know,
and
talk show hosts aren't that much, you know, we're not smarter than the average bear necessarily.
I don't know that you can make any sweeping statements about talk show hosts, yeah. But you can certainly talk about your
I
own.
Can make a sweeping statement about the radio industry. It's full of lazy people, full of them, and I fully admit to being one of them. You know, I did not want to lay brick or do some sort of real work for a living. I wanted to be in radio where I could press buttons and get paid to press buttons. And now, you know, I'm getting paid to talk and press buttons. So my skills have gone up a little bit from just the button pressing phase of my radio career. But I think radio is full of people who really didn't want to do anything significant in their lives.
Well, essentially, I pay you to press those buttons and talk. And, you know, after finding out that you don't know so much of this stuff, you can't put a rack on a map. I don't know what I'm thinking about here.
So we're going to continue with your calls here and then maybe get some more statistics.
Well, we had alluded that there was a president of the United States.
The board operator says that about sums it up, so he agrees with me, by the way.
What's that?
The button-pressing gentleman here is saying that I have summed it up.
that there was a president of the United States before George Washington.
If I could
give this guy's name, for God's sake.
We're going to get to that. Just hold on. So, if I could have been a video game player and been paid for that, I would have done that, too.
Yeah.
Right? So let's go to John, listening to WNMT in northern Minnesota. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Allie, and Mark.
Yes, sir. Good to hear you again.
Well, we do it every night, so
yeah,
you can expect
it. I call a radio station and told them you're on every night except Sunday night.
No, we're on every night. Well, on that station, I think they have us on every single night.
It's not on Sunday night.
Right. Well, okay, so you were telling them about their own programming. Got it.
Yeah, and then I said, but this other program they have on, they play it on Sabbath night, and then they play it on Sunday, the same thing.
Mm.
So I said that was kind of, anyway.
Why not put fresh programming on, right?
Yeah, maybe they will do that. You know, they appreciate hearing from their listeners, and, you know, sometimes things take time to change in radio. Like I said, we're lazy. So it takes time to change.
Speak for yourself.
Takes time to change things, and you got to make it easy for them. So we've made it as easy as possible. It's just a matter of persuading them at this point. And your call could have helped with that. Anyway, what were you calling about?
What I called about was I hardly ever buy the paper, maybe once or twice a year. But I seen this article in the Duluth News Tribune, and it says, "Saved by Cirrus Chute to survive plane crash in Bahamas." And it's in the Duluth Tribune.
Saved by what?
Cirrus, the dog star.
Cirrus, C-I-R-R-U-S. It's an airplane company that puts a parachute in their plane.
Huh.
And if there's trouble with the engine or they lose an engine or something happens, this plane, hold on just a second.
You will not crash, is what you're saying. The plane has a parachute built into it. This is not a parachute that one wears.
It could be built into the cabin, and then you pull it out. I mean,
It holds the whole plane.
It's incredible. That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
It's more reassuring than your seat can be used to float as a flotation device.
Absolutely.
Hold on just a second here. Somebody's at the door.
We've got nothing but time. Hopefully it's not the police. Tell you what, we'll put John on hold. He can check the door, and we'll talk in the meantime to Abel, listening in West Lebanon in New Hampshire. Abel, you're on Free Talk Live.
Howdy.
Hey.
Good to talk to you guys, Mark.
What's on?
Allie, we haven't met yet, but I think we're friends on Facebook.
Okay.
That's how the whole world knows each other.
Anyway,
if your friend's on Facebook, it must be real.
Yep.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. So what's up, Abel?
There's a good reason for such a poorly educated population, and that is that most of them went to government schools. And as John Taylor Gatto has told us again and again, he's got videos out, books out, and stuff like that. He's got a website, johntaylorgatto.com. com.
That's right. You can read his book for free there, by the way.
I think that there's something to this statement, Abel, but at the same time, the other countries that are beating the pants off the United States in education around the world have government schools, too. So,
they may not have taken up the Prussian model of education, which is designed to make factory workers and they deliberately designed a school system back in Prussia to make soldiers and that's where many of the mercenaries came from of yore.
That's true. John Stossel did an interesting special, what was it called? Schooled, or Dumb in America is what it was called, and it was about schools. John Stossel,
quoted in this article.
Yeah, he went over to, I think it was Switzerland or Sweden, one of those S countries.
Finland has
he compared that they could actually choose their schools there. So he pointed out that because they actually have school choice, makes it so the schools are more competitive, therefore making it so the kids, even though it's a government school, get a better education than what happens here in the U.S. when everyone is forced to go to whatever school in which, geographic district in which they live. Go ahead.
Yeah, they've been fighting tooth and nail having any true competition. And true competition would be that any present extorted money would be attached to the child rather than to a particular school system or anything like that. That even if you were to stay home, that homeschooler could actually, absorb at least the cost that would have been paid to teach his kid in his own destructive school system. But my point is that there's purpose in not teaching history properly and not teaching politics properly and not teaching geography properly, because those are important geopolitical things, awarenesses that people really need to produce, in self-government, a proper understanding to deal with all those issues.
Absolutely. I don't think this is an indictment. I think you're making an important clarification here, Abel, and thank you for the call tonight. I don't think there's an indictment against, it's not that American kids are stupid. It's not that they're somehow being bred retarded. It's just that the government is the worst possible solution for education. So the standards just keep going down, and
it's pretty much the worst solution for most problems that you have out there. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, again, like I said, put a young person up against a 55-year-old and, throw them loose on the Internet and watch one of them breeze. The young people are going to breeze right on by the older generations because they're interested in that. They're learning about it. Free Talk Live.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll free. 855-450-FREE, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. And you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we give to you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. And here tonight, it's Ian.
Allie.
And Mark.
Oh, and speaking of features on the website, we have the Shrine of Female Listeners, where you can see dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing that they are listeners to this program. Shrine.freetalklive.com will take you there.
We talk about Bitcoin on Free Talk Live a great deal, and one of the fastest and safest ways to buy and sell your Bitcoins on the Internet is crypto exchange. Crypto exchange is an exchange, as it sounds. It's also a bank. You can keep your Bitcoins there if you feel that they're not safe on your computer, that some virus might break into your computer and steal all your Bitcoins. Crypto exchange is a place where you can keep them. Obtaining Bitcoins has been kind of difficult for some up till now. Crypto exchange makes it fast and easy. If you're totally clueless about the Bitcoin currency, they've got 24-hour customer service. You can just click on the link on their site and you'll get live support. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. It's crypto exchange at bitcoin.freetalklive.com.
All right, so we'll continue. We will take your calls about anything. The gentleman that had to answer the door apparently dropped off the line, by the way, so
his pizza arrived.
Didn't hang up on him. 855-450-FREE, toll-free number. We've been talking about the schools and specifically the students that are being churned out from, as Abel put it earlier, the Prussian education system, and he cited John Taylor Gatto as a source to learn more about this. Now, John Taylor Gatto, I believe, is in his 80s today. He spoke at a Liberty Forum event that happened a couple years back, and he was pretty elderly at that time, if I'm recalling correctly. I didn't get a chance to meet him, unfortunately, but I think that might have been the year that I was not there. I think that might have been the year that I was at the Talkers Convention. So anyway, John Taylor Gatto, former New York State Teacher of the Year, if I'm recalling correctly.
Yeah.
So this guy, you know, he's got his accolades. He's not just your average teacher. He's the Teacher of the Year. And
in one of the biggest, in probably the biggest state at the time, or second biggest.
Right. So his, I believe the book is called An Underground History of American Education, if I'm not mistaken. I don't have his website in front of me, but it's John Taylor, or Jonathan Taylor, JohnTaylorGatto.com. I think JohnTaylorGatto.com. Can you check that for me, Mark? I appreciate it.
Okay.
But you go there, you can read the entire book for free, and there's more to his website than that as well. And he really gets into the, you know, the detail as far as what was the intention of the people who created the school system.
It's John with an H, TaylorGatto.com.
John Taylor Gatto, GATTO.com. And it really gets into the detail about, you know, the people that created this system selected it for a reason. It's not like they just took a dartboard out and said, all right, how are we going to do this thing? No, they selected the Prussian system.
And one of the reasons that they came up with it is because initially, you know, schools were provided, you know, by communities, you know, mainly to some extent. They were given, you know, in the marketplace, churches would educate. The Catholic Church was doing a lot of free education. And so they decided they needed a model of, well, we need to give free education so people won't be turning into Catholics, for God's sake.
This was the Protestants.
Yes, and so they decided to use government as the funding mechanism, and that was, certainly wasn't unheard of at the time, but it was basically the sort of anti-Catholic sentiment in some places that cemented the government school system. And so when they did implement, they implemented the Prussian system because they felt that that would be the best one for an industrializing society. And the United States no doubt was at that time. You know, we need a lot of workers. Those workers, they need to be compliant. They need to be easily ordered around.
Don't think outside the box. Don't be entrepreneurial, because we don't want the workers to leave their positions. We don't want them going out and creating their own businesses and competing with the elites and competing with, you know, the 1%, for lack of a better term. And so that's what the system was all about. The system was originally designed to dumb people down. So, you know, normally we talk about how government on this program is not very effective at what it attempts to accomplish. In most areas, that's absolutely true. But in the area of education, they have accomplished exactly what they intended to accomplish.
Well,
and
the
that
reason
is a dumbed down worker drone populace.
Well, they're effective in that way because they take money from you. Pay for a public school whether you want to send your kid there or not.
That's right.
Whether you have a kid or not, or whether your kid is school age or not. So you're forced to pay, and people generally don't like to pay twice for something, so they send their kids there and they figure, well, you know, the education is
pretty good. I paid for it, might as well get it.
Now most of them have gone to public schools, so they say, well, you know, that was what school was. Yeah, high school sucked, and you know, I was weird there, and people picked on me, but no big deal. And you know, that's socialization, they call it, learning to cuss and knife fight in the halls of a public school. That's socialization, and so people, it just keeps on going and keeps on going.
Your thoughts are welcome at 855-450-FREE. Let's talk to Phil listening in Jonestown, Pennsylvania. Phil, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Allie, and Mark.
Hey, how you doing?
Phil, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, the reason I'm calling is I find it rather funny that you were talking about geography earlier in the show. I had a problem with the state of New Hampshire just the other night. Anyway, I listen to you guys on Wi-Fi radio, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And there's no frequency, there's no number associated with Free Talk Live on the Wi-Fi radio. So I had to come up with a number between 0 and 99 to set in to my preset, you know, for Free Talk Live, okay? And I couldn't come up with a number. So I thought, well, maybe if I come up with the state number that New Hampshire was, I would just program it into that. But I couldn't figure out what state that was. So I,
you mean as far as like joining the union, what number like that they got in?
Yeah, New Hampshire is the ninth state, correct?
Oh, I thought it was the tenth. Okay,
was it? Okay.
Okay, well,
yeah. You may be right.
My point of it is, it took me like a half hour to 45 minutes going through different civic websites and different informational sites to try to come up with the information of what state New Hampshire was.
Wow.
And it's like, it's just like, I think my point is, the information is not as easy to find, you know, as one may think it is. I mean, there's other stuff that I tried to look for in terms of government and in terms of stuff that average Americans should know. And the other thing is, who's to say what information is relevant to the average American?
Sure.
What information is not relevant? You know,
Absolutely.
Me, more people ought to know more about technology because that's where I'm at.
Well, he knows a lot about technology.
The Wi-Fi radio and the Skype going at the same time.
Cell phone is not doing too well. Are you on a cell phone tonight? He's gone.
I have noticed that the internet is it's harder to find more specific information, for me at least. Like, I never know what to type in when I'm trying to find a specific fact, like maybe something like that. I don't know that I would be able to know what to look for. But if you're looking up how to do something, I find the internet to be very useful.
Yeah, search techniques, you know, sometimes it's difficult to find the information you want. I mean, you try to find out what number the state of New Hampshire is. You come up with a T-shirt that says Vermont and New Hampshire, 69ing since 1791. I mean, you never know what you're going to get, and it's... you know, the internet's full of sort of weird information.
Let's go to Jay, listening in Indiana. Jay, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, good evening, lady and gentlemen.
Hello.
What's on your mind, Jay?
Well, the education topic. Interestingly, several years back, about 7 years back, I used to work for a nonprofit honor society in education, and John Taylor Gatto, at the time, was an active honorary member. And it's funny because hardly anybody in the leadership knew of him, and but I came across him rather innocuously just trolling through the internet one day, and I'd actually been reading his book. He had posted chapters on it before he was finished writing it. This was like back in
some time ago,
2001. Yeah. So I've been a big fan of his for a long time, and you kind of touched on some of the issues and questions that he raised, you know, like after the Civil War, you know. And
Hold that thought. We're going to come back with you here in a moment. We've got some automation issues. We'll be back.
For those who depend on you, call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized charity, and your donation is tax-deductible. Whether your car runs or not, we'll tow it away for free. And as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day hotel voucher to one of many exciting locations. So be a star. Donate your car. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS or call 1-800-555-6689. And remember, you can prevent blindness by getting your eyes checked annually.
Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS. 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorldWhey.com.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want and dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Here tonight, it's Ian,
Allie,
and Mark.
And inviting you to the website over at freetalklive.com. Hey, enjoy the features that we have there for you. And if you like the show, you can support Free Talk Live by shopping with us. Just go to shop.freetalklive.com, and when you enter Amazon through that shopping link, or those shopping links, because there's different ones for different countries, but click on the one that's right for you, and whenever you buy stuff through that link, Free Talk Live will get a portion of your purchase. So every time you want to go shopping online, just go to shop.freetalklive.com, get your shopping taken care of, get all the stuff you're looking for, because Amazon has almost everything that you might be looking for. And you can feel good because you're getting the stuff you want at a great price, probably getting free Super Saver shipping, and also helping Free Talk Live at the same time. Coming up February 23rd through the 26th, you will have the chance to be around others who think like you. I meet a lot of people, not just the handful of folks that might be coming to the Ron Paul meetups or Libertarian Party meetings or whatever it is you might be doing in your area. I'm talking about hundreds of like-minded, liberty-oriented people. People who are doing it. People who are on the ground, getting active, getting out there, doing outreach, doing politics, doing civil disobedience, doing all kinds of media and different types of activism here in the Shire, here in New Hampshire. And they have joined the Free State Project. They have moved, some of them, although a number of them haven't moved quite yet, and this is a good opportunity for those folks to come up and visit us here in New Hampshire. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum is where you can go to learn more, and you'll find out about some of the great guest speakers that we have there, as well as some of the other events that will be happening. So you'll have everything from panel discussions to these special speakers, the guest keynote speakers, luncheons, dinners, late night parties. It's a great time, a great opportunity to connect with what could be your future neighbors and your future friends, because this is a lifetime project. It's liberty in our lifetime with the Free State Project, getting liberty-minded people together in the same place. In this case, it's New Hampshire, and getting active for liberty. That's the reason we're all here together tonight.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, and Allie, you are the newest mover in the room. Mark and I have been here for about 5-plus years, more than 5 years at this point. You're on your first year. It's your first winter, actually, as I understand it.
That's right.
And yeah. We finally got...
breaking in the snow boots.
Yeah, we finally got some snow here. How's it going so far?
I like the snow, honestly. I prefer it to be snowing in the winter because that's how I was taught in... Despite me being educated in Alabama, I always understood winter to involve snow traditionally.
Mm.
But I never had that experience growing up, so now it's exciting because it actually snows.
It is. And it is exciting until you're careening down a hill out of control in your car, and then it's exciting in a different way.
Yes, very exciting.
But, yeah, if you take it slow, you're usually all right. So usually in the wintertime, you don't want to be in a hurry to get anywhere, and you'll probably be alive when you get there.
Probably.
So come on up, join the fun, freestateproject.org/libertyforum. It is a lot of fun. And use our discount code, FTL2012, to save 10%. That's FTL2012, save 10% at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. And again, it's happening February 23rd through the 26th. It's going to be a great weekend, and it'll be right in the middle of wintertime, so you'll get to experience New Hampshire probably at its coldest or darn close to it. Let's continue here with you and your thoughts. John is listening in. We'd lost our last gentleman who was on hold. John is back in Minnesota. He had some issues while we were on the phone with him earlier. Normally it's only one call per night, but if there's a technical problem, we usually let you call back in. So, John, go ahead with your thoughts. What do we miss?
Yeah, the technical side here is I ran to the door, and by the time I got there, because they took off. They just spent about 2 seconds at the door, I guess.
Good Lord. You got to knock and wait, you know?
So what were you calling about?
I tell my friends, just come on in, you know? I usually say come in even before I know who's there, but because I live, you know, out in the country, and whoever's there.
All right, so what were you calling about tonight? What did we not get to about what you had to say?
This airplane that went down, and I read the article.
Oh, this is the airplane with the parachute that actually is built into the plane itself.
Yeah, it's Cirrus. It's Cirrus out of Duluth, Minnesota. Mm-hmm. But anyway, they've had 32 times since this thing came out in 99, and over 51 people have been saved by this thing, by this chute and raft they have in a plane, too.
That's pretty cool.
That's impressive. So did you pretty much call to just tout that story?
Yeah, it's kind of heartwarming to see somebody, some good news once in a while.
Huge innovation.
And that's market innovation for you as well, where, you know, the government didn't mandate that they do that. They came up with that on their own because
it's not mandatory, because you hear all this bad news about people running down our best possible president we have there, and they're running them down for doing things that the people want them to do.
Thanks, John, for the call and the heads up. I appreciate hearing from you. Cirrus Airframe Parachute System, CAPS, standard equipment on all of their aircraft. Pretty cool. It's incredible. A parachute that can handle taking a plane down to the grounds, you know, relatively safe.
Yeah,
safely.
I mean, it doesn't have to float, float lightly or anything like that, as long as it keeps the plane from just, you know, smashing into tiny little pieces.
I can tell you, if I were somebody who was looking to fly planes, then I would seriously consider a product with that kind of safety feature.
Yeah, that seems like it's worth a lot.
Yep.
I want a private jet one day. It's going to have a parachute.
Good plan. You know, there is an airport here in Keene.
Yeah, no, my private jet.
855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll free line.
Yeah, where I live, the next door neighbor has a plane, flies it in over my house.
Really? He's got his own airstrip?
Yes.
Wow. That's pretty cool. All right, so
you can do that where I live.
All right, so we can you can take control of the airwaves here. 855-450-FREE. We've been talking about education, and coming up, Allie wants to share with us a different topic, and that's going to be survival. We'll get to that here in a moment. But Mark, what more did you want to share from this piece from wherever it was from, some website?
Yeah, endoftheamericandream.com is the name of the website. And, you know, they had a couple more questions here, but the last one was, who was the first president of the United States?
And is this Oklahoma students?
This is the Oklahoma students.
High school students
that the quiz was on, and 23% got it right. Now, I assume
George Washington is what
for that
said.
One, it was George Washington and not John Hanson.
Which is the actual answer to the question. That's the trick. It's a trick question.
It's sort of. I mean, you know, somebody has put up a website that says that, John Hanson was the guy that was presided over the Senate in the time of the Articles of Confederation.
Well, now, wait a minute. When it was the Articles of Confederation, it wasn't the United States then, was it? Did they call it the United States then?
It was the U was small, apparently, on the Articles of Confederation.
Okay.
And big on the Constitution.
The conspiracy theorists make a big mountain out of that.
Well, I don't know that they do in that specific instance, but they do like capital letters. Six other presidents were elected after him. Elias...
They say that makes it a proper noun, and so therefore it's a different kind of entity, I guess.
I gotcha. Thomas Mifflin, I bet he was from Pennsylvania. Richard Henry Lee.
What are you reading off, presidents now?
Yeah, this was presidents prior to
trivia.
George Washington.
Let's move on.
Okay. I wonder if he was Light Horse Lee, his son. Anyway, Anyway, so the following is from an article written by a reporter, Mark Mofford, in which he described his conversations with longtime Oakland high school teacher that was nearing retirement. And the teacher had this to say. It's gotten so bad as my friend nears retirement. He says that he's very seriously considering moving out of the country so as to escape what he sees to be the surefire collapse of functioning American society the next handful of years due to the absolutely irrefutable destruction.
Allie's rolling her eyes at
that. That just makes me roll my eyes because it's like... I'm sure when I get to be old, I'm going to be like, I can't believe these youngins don't know anything. I learned, I know all this stuff, and they don't know anything. But as Ian points out, they have useful skills for the internet. If you can get a job on the internet, then you are set. You can be anywhere. It isn't. You don't need to know what country you're in. You have a job on the internet, so it doesn't matter.
Now you may
you
think
have useful skills.
He's merely a curmudgeon, a tired old teacher who stopped caring long ago. Not true. Teaching is his life, and he says he loves his students, loves his... Of course he would, right? Either case, he would say those things. But he says, my friend cites the fact that of the 6,000 high school students he estimates he's taught over the span of his career, not only a small fraction now make it to his grade with a functioning understanding of the of written English. They do not know how to form sentences. They cannot write an intelligible paragraph. And recently, after giving an assignment that required drawing lines, he realized that not a single student actually knew how to use a ruler.
Whoa.
And I can't imagine you can't use a straight edge of a ruler. I don't know. But I do think that a lot of people function without being able to write a coherent paragraph. I get a lot of these emails.
I see
a lot on Facebook. You see it all the time.
Well, and to some extent, it's, I guess, the lowest common denominator keeps getting lower, right? Because if
right.
some people do this texting speak, then more people do the text speak, and then before you know it,
but that's what school's about, too, is the lowest common denominator to an extent. So school attempts to teach to a median point, and I think that median point's actually below the median. Mm-hmm. So they try to teach to this point, and if you teach to a point lower than the median, your median's going to continue to get lower. And then over time, you're going to have an idiocracy.
Have you ever seen that movie?
Yes.
Oh, if you haven't seen Idiocracy, Allie, have you seen it?
I haven't seen it.
You should put it on your list.
Yeah, it's got to
If you like, if you like Mike Judge from King of the Hill, Beavis and Butthead, The Office Space, see Idiocracy. All right, 855-450-FREE. Hour 3's next. You take control. Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.